can you really talk about this stuff too much?
No, I don't think you can, Jared. And you know, it's interesting. We're in a new year. It's January, so of course, I think that's why you have this financial wellness in January. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. People kind of start the new year, and they have these New Year's resolutions. Pretty common. And I think a great, you know, I don't do the New Year's resolution thing, but I think a lot of people do. Right. But a good one, if I was to do one, yeah, would be, let me get my finances in order. Let me get my financial house in order. And there's so much stuff out there today about the overall economy, mm-hmm, you know, what's going on in the world today, and government and everything else. But there's a thing you can control. For many of us, I mean, you can control to some extent your own personal economy. Yeah. And I've heard people say, oh, I just need a miracle in my finances. You do not need a miracle. You need to spend less and save more. And I think many times people just don't get a full handle on where their money's going. And I don't think we can talk too much about this topic.
I think that's a really, really good point. We're going to discuss two kind of, we're going to section this off again into long-term and short-term goals. Let's start with the long-term stuff. How does this play into a long-term role?
I think the most powerful thing in personal finance is compound interest. Putting money away when you're younger so it begins earning and compounding on itself. Mm-hmm. If you don't understand what that is, we don't have time in the show to go through it. But when we're talking compound interest, we're talking about long-term building wealth for retirement. Mm-hmm. Or building wealth to give. I mean, a lot of people are like, well, let's save money. Let's get this compound interest thing going so that we can have a bunch of wealth someday and spend it. Later on today, I've got a meeting with a client, and we're going to be using some of his long-term wealth to be giving away.
Sure.
Things you can do today with your IRA that we couldn't in the past. It is so much fun to see people do that. So whether or not you're saving for yourself to spend later in retirement planning long-term, or you're planning on giving that money away someday, it's a phenomenal thing, and you need to start young. It's a long-term game.
And just talking about even the ups and downs of a year, just when it comes to long-term planning, retirement planning, whether to give or save, you've got to keep the eye on the prize, which is not necessarily today.
It's not. It's not even the end of this year. Next year, for many people, yeah, if you're not nearing or really close to retirement, it's a long-term game. Mm-hmm. And even people coming into retirement right now, you know, with people living longer and retiring younger, many of them should still be considering it a long-term game.
Mm, yeah, that's a good point. Let's talk about some short-term goals or things that people can be doing. What's the first one?
Well, I think, again, this comes back to this being, you know, this financial wellness month. And there's two things. I think if people get these two things right, in our firm, we talk about these 8 wealth management issues. These are 2 of them. The other ones get a little more in depth, but these are basic planning ideas. The first one is make sure your family's covered for one of your greatest risks, and that is the financial breadwinner of the home needs to be covered with some life insurance. Mm-hmm. Basic term life insurance, it is so cheap today to go and get a regular term policy. You should be covered with that basic coverage.
And that's what Dave Ramsey preaches. He's a term life insurance guy. And going back to the young people, if they can understand compound interest, term life insurance when you're in your 20s and 30s, very, very cheap.
Very, very reasonable. Yep. And you can get it, and you can cover yourself for that unexpected, that big risk that, you know, that one of your family members loses their life and then cannot provide. Mm. And I think that's so simple to do. And that everybody should understand how much insurance they have and that they're covered adequately.
What's the other one?
The other one is really cash flow and debt management. And we're talking about there is a budget. It really is. It's knowing where your money's going. You need to have a plan for every dollar. We want you to know, you know, what money's coming in, what money's going out. And guess what? Most people, that is a miracle, because what happens right, is they find out that there is room in there for them to start saving for retirement, for them to start giving more, whatever it might be. But there's almost always room when you know where your money's going.
Well, now you're really preaching Dave Ramsey's stuff here. And again, even going back to my personal story, first thing my wife and I did in 2007, started budgeting, paid off debt, saved money. I'm really not trying to over-dramatize this statement. It literally changed the entire course of our lives.
Yeah, it changes lives.
It seriously does. I mean, the way we're able to live now in our 40s, you can track back to our mid-20s in some of those decisions. And so that we can't overemphasize that one enough.
You're able to pay down debt. You're able to know where your money's going and saves for that emergency or that decision that you want to make, for that freedom of being able to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I can't talk about budgeting without emphasizing how important it is, even for a retiree.
Right.
You know, we're a retirement planning firm here. And when I look at a budget, when we're saving, Jared, when we're saving, when we're younger, we're trying to create a budget so we know how much we can save. Mm-hmm. When we are in retirement, we are still using a budget to know how much we can spend and how much we can give. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say that again. When you're saving, when you're pre-retirement, you're creating a budget so you know what you can save and you can put away in your account, you know, your retirement account. But once you retire, you're flipping the switch and you're saying, that budget's still important to a plan because it helps me feel free to give, helps me feel free to spend the money I've saved.
And I think a lot of retirees do struggle with that too, where they can't flip that switch to go from saving into spending.
Exactly. And a budget does, it does the trick. It really does.
Exactly. What can people do when it comes to this? Maybe something just a quick hitter. What can people do to jump on this train?
Well, I think you said the word jump. I don't know.
Was that on purpose? That was
intentional. But where I'm going to use it, I'm going to go with it. I want to ask you. You know, normally towards the end of our show, we kind of wind down with what can people do today.
Yeah.
And one of the coolest things that comes with having you on our firm here and in the group is that we're hosting, and once again, for another year, we're going to do a jumpstart event. Mm-hmm. If you know anything about our company, we're very passionate about helping people. We're very passionate towards planning, whether that be somebody with a lot of wealth, millions of dollars, or somebody that's just getting started. Tell me what's coming up and how excited you are about this.
Yeah, well, we are actually going to do Jumpstart again, except it's going to be virtually done. I'm still excited about this. I love live events. We're not going to be able to do that this year like we've done the past several years at Epic here in Willmar. But we're doing Jumpstart again virtually for 2021. It's coming up on January 21st. So just in a few weeks, we're going to start it at 9 o'clock, probably run till about noon. This is going to be a big Zoom meeting is what it is. So a lot of folks listening probably have experienced some Zoom meetings or conferences. It's going to be just like that, and it's still free. But you're going to walk out of here and you're going to know what you need to do to start paying off debt, saving, budgeting, living on less than you make, and giving. And again, I'm biased because this is kind of my shtick and I love talking about this, but I think this is a high impact event. And if any of this resonates with you, family members, maybe you have friends that need this, please tell them about Jumpstart coming up on January 21st. It's free, but you do have to go to our website to register, tejasfinancial.com. You'll see a link right on the homepage. Ben, thank you so much. Have a great day, buddy, and we'll see you next time.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.